Need some more of that pay tea.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, so who is this, dog?
That's my grandma.
Grams.
81, about to be 82 in May.
Man, more life tour.
More life. She beat COVID.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying? She gonna, bless. I hope she live to be 130.
Made the album.
Hell yeah, made the album. I'll be recording her when she don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Man. That nigga McKay Bars has stepped up so much, man. It's unbelievable.
On me, bro. That's because I set the bar so high. I always want to get better.
Right.
Even if I'm already dope, I still want to get better. I always want to get better than my last. Right. And I got to be 100. I be listening to a rhyme like, damn, I don't know how I'm going to top this.
Oh, God.
Like, if I can't top it, I'm not going to do nothing else. But as long as we living, we got to evolve. And I'm going to top this shit, bro. As long as I'm living, I'm going to top it. But I got to be 100. It's going to be hard.
Right. And when you say that, like you had to deliver, is that because you be talking your shit?
On me.
Right.
Got to.
And you know you had to deliver. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Got to.
So you came out like this, though.
Yeah, that membership. Yeah, that motherfucker. That was the whole 90s and the 2000s in one motherfucking verse. That was every hood in every inner city. The inner city of OKC, every hood in one verse. You know what I'm saying?
Right, nigga. Exactly, like knowing all the hoods and all the schools.
Exactly.
Yeah, nigga, that we grew up with.
Mm-hmm. And you know I'm a cocky ass nigga, but I would like to say that I'm a realist, so when niggas tell me that this album go, I appreciate it. When these niggas tell me that this is the best album, you know what I'm saying, out the city, I appreciate it. But at the same time, telling me that this is the best album in the city, that's a compliment and an insult simultaneously. Because this is, I haven't heard nothing better than this, just period. I ain't heard nothing better than this.
Okay, right.
No, I'm serious. I ain't heard nothing better than this, bro. Like, I haven't. You know, I listen to Benny, I listen to everybody. I ain't heard nothing better than this.
Yeah, this that old East Side feel right here.
As long as I try to outdo my old self, that's how I know nobody can fuck with me.
Yeah, this future right here, like, is that old. Man, that old East Side feel.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, God.
That's my nigga, my little nigga Buddy. He just did a 10 violent, 8.5. Got out, my nigga was rusty still, but he still came with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Turn the music down just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't trying to disrespect the art.
I know. Yeah, they know it, though. If they listen to this, they know it. If they listen to this, they fuck with you and they fuck with me, and I know they didn't heard this.
Right.
So we're going to put it in the background.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's my little nigga Buddy, man. He's always been so talented. You know what I'm saying? That's my little brother. 100. He a West Side King for real. Him being able to rap is what drew us to each other, but he actually just a solid ass nigga, bro.
Yeah.
And that's my nigga. And low key Kemp, that's my nigga too. He from Park Estates.
Yeah. Yeah, man, but what, man, what zone was you in on this shit, though?
Man, because I was in a crazy zone. Go ahead.
Because I've been following, like, your whole career, right? Mm-hmm. Like, do you remember me, shit, like, in Foot Action, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah, man, like, treating you like you was Drake and shit.
You made about $250,000, you know what I'm saying? Real niggas know. You made about $250,000, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my. Nah, man, but I seen your whole career, right?
Yeah.
And then the last two projects that you dropped, it, you know, was Dumb Nice.
Mm-hmm.
But this Arrive shit, it topped those, though.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that nigga McCain the GOAT.
Okay, so I went from top five to the GOAT.
On God.
Thank you, man.
That's on God, bro.
And that type of shit.
Nah, that's on God.
I ain't even talking like was we doing
nigga,
the podcast.
I told Blue that. Yeah. I told Blue. I said, man, that nigga McCain. Cause look, nigga from Old Walk, nigga, you still here?
Yeah.
Nigga, that made feeling.
Oh, real shit is gonna stand the test of time. But see, the thing is, shit didn't start with Old Walk. I had a whole body of work before Old Walk. Old Walk, I was just being greedy. That wasn't even my song, but I was a young nigga, 23 years old. I was being greedy. My little homie had a song that was popping in the club, so I jumped on it. I was being greedy. It was a mistake, but at the end of the day, it's from the streets, so it is what it is.
Yeah, but you know, again, nigga, that's what you think.
Yeah.
I'm talking about from a fan's perspective.
Yeah,
nigga, that wasn't a mistake to me. Nigga, that shit was ringing off.
Okay.
But I'm saying, that to Arrive, that's a whole different person.
Yeah, because I evolved, bro. I'm transparent.
That's what I'm saying. And you still here, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You still here.
I'm a father, man. I'm a husband. This life shit is hard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got two sons. I got a daughter. You know what I'm saying? I got an older son. You know what I'm saying? 16, you know, with special needs. And a younger son is possibly special needs. Mm. So this rap shit is easy. This right. light, nigga. This is a getaway. Right. You know what I'm saying? On top of that, I love this shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see yeah. you take pride in family.
Got to.
Yeah, like you put them on the cover, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like your wife is always with you now. Shit yeah. on the feel of freestyle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Wendy McCain should become that person.
Man,
cause McCain was in the streets.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted.
I was always transparent, you know what I'm saying? And the streets is always a part of me. You know, I still talk to all my niggas on the regular.
Right.
But you know, we just older now, you know what I'm saying? I'm just less hands on with it.
Yeah.
And I just wanna feed my family, man. I'm tempted by all types of money.
Right.
But no amount of money can equal, you know what I'm saying, me being dead in a box or locked up away from my kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I just take small chances, and all I need is enough to pay my bills and put a little to the side. You know right. what I'm saying? Straight up. Niggas is too old to be going to doing no 10 right now, nigga.
Right.
It's too old. And it's like, I don't mean to cut you off, bro, but another reason why I can't slack with this shit, because a lot of my homies is dead or in jail. I know that sounds cliche, but that's really serious.
Just getting the crowd.
Like my two niggas that I started rapping with, one of my niggas just got 20 fed. You know what I'm saying? And my other nigga is taking his shit to fed. He ain't fed, taking it all the way to trial. He trying to beat it.
Right.
But he looking at like 20 or 30. You know what I'm saying? You know Brooke, my Dame Dash, my Skylar Rock, that nigga right. passed away when I was 24. So it's like,
You've seen a lot of shit.
Yeah, and me and Brooke been friends since I was 8 years old. But my actual first friend in life, my next door neighbor, he just passed away like a week ago.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, everybody, the older we get, you definitely gonna lose people, and everybody lose people. So I don't want to make it seem like I'm going through something somebody else ain't. But bro, my closest niggas really is in jail or fucking dead. So it's like, I'm still out here. I cannot play with this shit, bro.
Right.
I cannot play with this shit. I'm gonna be the first nigga coming to rap game right now at this state, and I'm manifesting it. It's a promise. I'm finna fucking wrap the whole fucking game up.
Yeah, man. But you kept going though.
Yeah, it's just me. I don't know no other way to live, bro. It's like a fish out the water. Like, I'm a hip hop nigga.
Right.
You know, the music business and all of that, that shit is political. That's the rap game. I'm not really a rap game nigga, but I'm not no dummy. I'm a hip hop nigga. I believe in when you just doing something great, you don't even have to talk about money. The money gonna come.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's gonna be undeniable. It's an undeniable force.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you made Motown.
Yeah. God bless Tulsa. God bless View.
Yeah.
God bless my nigga Steph, my nigga Tone, DV, my nigga King Cut.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? God bless, you know what I'm saying, Dez.
So you was out here early, though.
Yeah. Early.
You know what I'm saying?
Dez,
like before me, like before a lot of city niggas, you was out
bro,
in
me
Tulsa.
And,
you know
me
what I'm saying?
Me, I came out here and did my first freestyle live on the radio in like 04. And me and Brooke was coming out here.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, we was coming out here in 2007.
Man.
That was all on some Chris McCain shit, though, but it all count.
Right.
But on some God MC shit, Dez brought me out here in 2016 for a show at the Shrine. And aside from, like, me and Steph met in 2009.
Yeah.
He remember meeting me. I don't remember meeting him. You know what I'm saying? But me and Steph met, and then I met Tone and them niggas through Stutter Butter. Shout out Stutter Butter. Like 2011, 2012. But I've been coming back and forth heavy since 2016. This was all pre-Fila.
Yeah.
So this shit was written. This
right.
shit is the universe. This shit is from God.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. But it's your time, though. You know what I'm saying?
And it's all our time.
Yeah, man. But Arrive, you know what I'm saying? Like that live performance, nigga, that brought the album out even more.
Mm-hmm.
Like to me, because I could tell.
And that was just spur of the moment. I spread the word like 24 hours before that.
Okay, damn, for real?
And not to cut you off, when you came to that show, bro, my grandma was in the hospital at the time with COVID. Like, that was the day after Christmas. The day before, on Christmas Day, I watched my grandma get rolled off and right. a stretcher into the ambulance in Park Estates mm-hmm. the day before on Christmas. Then I did that show the next day because I had already put the word out. Then my pops was sick with COVID too, but after that show, I got a phone call that he got admitted to the hospital. So they was both in the hospital for a couple weeks.
Damn.
You know, 2020 was kind of nasty.
Right.
My pops was on oxygen and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they both made it out. God bless, thankful.
Yeah, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, like, I'm glad to hear that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, your love for the East Side is still there.
Yeah, man.
Shit, man, I ain't gonna never leave McCain, is it?
Never, bro. That's where I'm from. I never repped this shit because it was a thing to do.
Right.
There's some new East Side shit going on right now.
Right.
There's some convenient East Side repping going on right now.
I'm talking about this.
I'm the East Side babies. It's a couple gentrified babies around this motherfucker right now.
Right.
But you know, hey, man, I'm almost. Bro, yeah. I'm gonna let motherfuckers live, bro.
Yeah, man, but now it's cool, though. Now it's cool to rep the East.
Exactly.
Now it's cool to have t-shirts to say East Side.
Yeah, niggas, you know.
Now it's cool to come down 23rd and say you own shit and shit like that.
Yeah,
man.
Most black people, bro, got family on the East, got a grandma on the East.
Right.
Niggas be from the East, and niggas probably really lived on the East.
Mm.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
But repping it like that, though.
Right.
It can't be convenient. You gotta rep it because that's what you already doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But hey, it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So you out here for Tidy, man. What does this mean to you?
Man, shout out to Dr. View.
Yeah.
You know, he part of God's plan. Dr. View is definitely part of this universal force, and he keep including me. And that's what I perfected my craft for, so it can be undeniable. And I'm thankful for that. I'm glad you said that. Niggas can always just, you know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you said that, because that's mm-hmm. exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Nigga, you kept going, and your shit is undeniable. Now, how can you not go get the God?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, you've been doing this shit, my nigga.
And I'm not even finished, man. I always want to just get better and better as long as I'm living, bro. I can't explain it. Like, I just been soaking up inspiration. I ain't really been crafting too many rhymes.
Yeah.
I knew I was about to do that Fila acapella,
mm-hmm.
so I kind of crafted that in my head. But other than that, I ain't been crafting too much shit because I just want to leave Earth with some shit. I just want to do something crazy. So I don't want to just come up with some shit that I normally come up with. It ain't shit to come up with a rap. I'll
right.
freestyle off the top of the head, or I'll make up a rap quick. But I'm trying to do something stupid crazy, because you know, I'm thinking about what Kendrick working on. I know he about to do something stupid. J. Cole. And even though I'm not in the same arena with them niggas, that's how I approach shit.
Yeah.
Because that's just how I approach it, bro.
Yeah, man, like, but if you was in the studio with them niggas, then you can hold your own, though.
Exactly.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I definitely would, bro.
So what you gonna do this summer, shit? You know what I'm saying?
Man, right now it's Fila time.
Okay.
It's Fila time. The first show in OKC next weekend.
Yeah.
It's Fila time. It's Motown time.
Right.
I'm trying to fuck around and get a song with Jermaine Jackson and some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then it's Tidy time. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I told niggas.
Doing
like,
these shows.
Like, no other city has got the chance, nigga, to better put their whole state on
mm-hmm.
where fans can go say, damn, nigga, who was this spitting?
Mm-hmm.
Then go see your whole discography, you know what I'm saying? Then go to arriving, like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
On me, bro, and like,
that's the opportunity that y'all got, and no other city has got that before.
Yeah, and then like on Facebook, bro, it's like, you know, I put some music shit out, get a couple hundred likes, you know, on the birthday, I might get a few hundred likes. You know, membership went crazy. That shit got like a few hundred shares, a few hundred likes. But when I posted something about this Motown shit, I got 700 something likes, more likes than I ever got. So they just let me know that people want to just see shit. They in niggas' corners, but they just want to see some type of elevation.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
And I appreciate it. I'm grateful for it.
Nah, nigga, what they said is, man, we proud of you, McCain, and you kept going.
Yeah, straight up.
Nigga, that's what it said in the 700. Nigga, that's saying that the city is like, nigga, come on. Nigga, like, we've been watching you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, your whole career, nigga, your ups and downs. Nigga, we know shit of the street that you was done.
Uh-huh.
Like, the street that you was done. You know what I'm saying? Then you came back with three slaps.
Yeah.
a three-peat, mm-hmm. undeniable.
The streets thought I was done because they wasn't fully aware of what we were. You know what I'm saying? We just like L.A., Chicago, Atlanta, New York.
Right.
We ain't going nowhere as long as I'm in this motherfucker, bro.
Exactly.
Straight up.
Man, that's what you told niggas, though. Shit, that you going to keep rapping.
Yeah.
I'm still rapping. I'm rapping. I've been rapping.
Yeah.
Shit cold, bro.
Still going to work. I'm still rapping.
I'm still
going
rapping.
To church. I'm still rapping.
And that's what we know you for.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Those bars right there, I couldn't have justified it anymore. Whatever you do, I know a lot of niggas. I know a lot of people. And they've been doing the same thing as long as I've known them. So I'm doing the same thing, too. We all doing the same thing. We all trying to make it. We all brothers and sisters. And we just in this shit, bro. And I don't think I'm better than nobody. Mm-hmm. I think I'm more transparent, and I just try to lead at times. You know what I'm saying? And what Nipsey say, and not just Nipsey, they say the highest human act is to inspire.
Yeah,
I know that I inspire motherfuckers, bro.
Right.
I know that I do, and that's
yeah.
So
yeah, niggas came with shoes after you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that don't mean that niggas was already gonna do it.
I didn't say that. I said niggas came with shoes after you. I didn't say that.
But shout out them though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Because my nigga Clean bought two pair of my shoes.
Right.
He hit me up. He was one of the first niggas hit me up. Bought a pair.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, I know you ain't getting like that. But his son was like liking them too. He looked back at his son like, damn, you want a pair? And he's like, yeah, he bought his son a pair.
Yeah.
Like, shout out them guys.
But you always been ahead though.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, your spot. Nigga, that's what I tweeted. And it went crazy. Shit, I tweeted. I said, shit, McCain, if McCain had his spot right now, it would be the hub of the city. It would be the hub of the creators. It would be the hub of the artists. He was trying to give y'all that.
Yeah.
But y'all didn't see it.
Yeah, it was just meant to be for them, bro. We on universal time. I believe in no mistakes. It was
but I'm saying that
in,
you
bro.
Always been
be
ahead. I already know that. Yeah,
yeah.
Nigga, that shit is over.
Yeah,
with.
I definitely always been.
But
in
you
head,
always bro. Been ahead, is what I'm saying. Though.
Without even trying, I've always been ahead.
Exactly.
Bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I don't even be trying to be ahead. I think I just be having the nuts to just go out there and do it.
Right.
Whether I fail or not, I take those chances. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
Right. And that's why we fuck with you.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate you know that, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
You so
one
you
of the
already
first
laid your
with the podcast though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You one of the first niggas with the podcast.
What I just wanted to
do
show
is
the
be
city.
Like one of the first niggas with shit in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cause that's what just keeps me going, bro. We know we're gonna come out our mama's pussy.
Right.
We know one day we're gonna be in the box forever.
Yeah.
So I've always been a free spirit. I don't like to be too organized, bro. Because we already know we born, we already know we're gonna die. I like to just kind of be a free bird and you know what I'm saying? So
right.
doing shit that's never been done before keeps me going. Like, if I hear a beat and I don't know what I'm about to say, or if I got a song or topic or just anything, art keeps me going. Art is not just painting, man.
Yeah.
Art is not just, you know what I'm saying? Art is anything where you express yourself. I deal with everything in life as art, bro.
Right.
Everything is art. And, you know...
So what is your style?
Expressing yourself, your true feelings that's coming out of you.
Right.
Like if I see you doing a certain thing and I do the same thing that you do, if you was expressing yourself and being original and I do what you do, I don't even know if that's art because I'm just doing what you do. You know what I'm saying? I might be inspired by you, but yeah, I got to do my own thing for it to be original.
Okay, so what's your style though?
My style, I think...
Is your style retro? Is it 80s? Is it 90s? Like, nigga, what's your style?
Man, my style is definitely...
Because you and your wife got a certain style, right?
Yeah, you talking about my rap style or just my style, period?
Yo, all this, nigga.
My style is retro for sure, bro.
Okay.
I've always been a retro nigga because it just bring back memories.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some clothes or some shoes, that shit just bring back memories, nigga. I think of a time, Estelle Astor and Joe Atkins, like if I got on some 94 Barclays.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. That's the type of shit that keep me going. And even my rap style, like, I know overall my rap style is overall like a quote unquote old school.
Mm-hmm.
But my content, my subject matter, and the way I put shit together makes my shit current. Because
right.
I'm gonna put it together like you never heard it before.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My subject matter and my angles is gonna be a way you never heard it before. Because my mind is one of one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always
go get my gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That right there, like, that's my that's my favorite song on the album.
Right.
Video coming for that real soon. Mm. And in my mind, I think that video is going to be big.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be hella dope. I ain't cutting no corners with this video. Because before I even recorded the album, I felt like Get My Gun was just the one. Me being an older dad and having a younger daughter, so you know, I might not live to be 70 or 80. So I just like, let me just put some shit that she can always come back to, right. Like an audio diary. I just be chilling, like thinking about my daughter waiting on the bell to ring, thinking about my daughter with peer pressure, thinking about my daughter just doing anything. So that inspired that song. You know what I'm saying?
That motherfucker hard.
Thank you, bro.
That motherfucker hard. Okay, yeah, man. So the videos, man, you gonna should enjoy the feel of this summer. Then what? Or shit, fall, what you gonna cook back up? Or shit?
Yeah,
like you, nigga, drop.
As soon as I get inspired, I'm gonna start cooking again.
Yeah, man, but you dropped three. Nigga, yeah. On our heads.
Yeah, I did.
Nigga, that shit crazy.
Thank you, man.
Man, that shit was all good music. Nigga, me and Blue be texting, like, man, this nigga McCain going crazy.
Yeah, Blue, like, that's my nigga,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man.
I'm definitely I get inspired again, I'm gonna do something else, but I'm still, you know what I'm saying, pushing the ride with visuals and shit,
right.
And of course this feeling shit, the Tidy, you know what I'm saying, World Culture Music Fest coming up and everything, man. I'm ready, bro. I'm finna go to Vegas for the first time in my life.
Yeah,
I gotta go to Flamingo and Koval.
Okay, right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying, I got to.
Yeah, man, but you seen this shit from the bottom though.
Mm-hmm.
And you grind it and now shit like the city's in a good space.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, like the talent wise, like shit, the energy wise.
Yeah, we definitely in a good space, man.
Right,
there's so much talent here, bro. And black people, we just an original major creature. We some dope ass creatures, bro. And in every city in America, every inner city especially, it's talented ass motherfuckers.
Right.
That's pursuing rap, or niggas that just know how to rap that's not pursuing it.
Right.
How many niggas you know that never put an album out but they nice?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm aware of all of that, bro. So that's why I can't. That's another reason why I can't play with this shit. Aside
exactly.
From the fact I got homies dead or in jail, but can't play with this shit, bro.
Right.
I can't. I gotta always want to get better, bro. Always. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gotta always want to get better.
Yeah, man, like you did the hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Like you live hip hop,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like everything about you is hip hop, you know
yeah.
What I'm saying? And we know that, man, and I always appreciate you showing love, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, from the younger days, shit, you know what I'm saying? Like till now.
Thank you, man. Yeah, and I don't play with this shit, bro. Not to make excuses, I don't want no sympathy or nothing, but I ain't got no 401k. I ain't got no retirement plan, you know what I'm saying? I ain't been working no jobs like that, man. I can't retire, you know what I'm saying? So if I'm building with you on this shit, I'm not playing with this shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? We gotta ride it out and get this shit done, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm not playing. I don't have nothing else, you know what I'm saying? So if you don't want it as bad as me, then... You know what I'm saying? I'm never a nigga that's thinking in the box, bro. If you thinking in the box, it's never gonna work, cause I'm always thinking outside the motherfucking box, bro.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't have no excuses, bro. I'm blessed. You know, life is real as fuck. It's people out here with some real issues. You know what I'm saying? Every day is not promised. So as long as we out here, man, niggas gotta be grateful. And stop worrying about petty shit, bro. And stop letting bullshit slide. If you know some shit is fraudulent, if you know some shit is fugazi, stop letting it ride, man. Because we only get one of these lives. We only get one of these lives.
Yeah, sir. I appreciate you, man.
Man, I appreciate you too. You
already.
Too, man. It was something else I was going to say, man.
Look at you, man.
I fucking forgot. It ain't nothing else you wanted to ask me about the album?
Nah, man, it's classic. Everybody know that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say, bro. I said this is going to be a hard one to top, but as long as I'm living, I got to evolve. I got to get better.
Yeah.
As long as the sun revolves, I got to evolve.
Right.
So I know that I'm going to, even though it's going to be a challenge, I know that I'm going to top a ride. And another reason why I tell you I'm a topic, because when I first started working on it production wise and kind of crafting it, it was before this feeling shit. Yeah. It was before this Motown shit. Mm. It was before I sold all that merch.
Right.
It was before I sold shoes for $100. Mm. It was before all of that. So now it's like, wow, that shit inspired me even more. That put me in a different space.
Yeah.
Because I had the shoes or the idea for the shoes and shit. I knew I was going to do it. And then when I got them, I'm like, damn, what am I charge? Like, am I going to charge 60? And I'm like, nah, I ain't going to charge 60. They got to respect it. I'm going to just charge 100 and see what happens.
Right.
And then I sold 30 of them so fast on top of all the merch. So, like I said, with everything that's going on, I'm in a whole different space. So I got to...
So did you underestimate the city?
It's game 7. 2 minutes left. The arena is packed, bro.
Yeah.
It's time.
So is it Jordan or Kobe?
A reverse layup 360, nigga, in traffic and finish.
A reverse layup in traffic, nigga. That sound like some early Kobe playoff days.
Exactly.
Nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to be how comfortable I am. Hey, but nah, Jordan or Kobe, skill set Kobe because only he came at the mic. But far as just GOAT, greatest, original, because Kobe got his whole shit from Mike.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And LeBron, if somebody think LeBron is the GOAT, I don't even argue because he's honestly, you know what I'm saying, earned that to be a GOAT. But off the court, LeBron is the unanimous GOAT.
Yeah.
Married his baby moms, his high school sweetheart.
So what about the numbers?
Put his homies on. When you see LeBron do an interview,
yeah,
no matter who it is, he's himself.
He's flawless.
He's still that same inner city hood nigga.
Yeah.
Off the court, no, LeBron is unanimous GOAT. Him and Muhammad Ali and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying? And I always appreciate you, though, McCain, man, to keep pushing this shit, man.
Bet, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Keep going, bro. I salute you for still going with this shit. Never
already
stop it.
Yeah.
You see what's manifesting for you, you right here.
Exactly.
And you know this shit is just gonna keep going up and up.
Exactly.
So when niggas is in fucking Calabasas, you still gonna be there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? RIP my nigga Kobe.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Nah, man, I appreciate you, man. And like I said, nigga, you the GOAT.
I'm the GOAT now.
Nigga,
I went from top 5 to the GOAT.
Nigga, the greatest of all time.
Thank you, bro.
Real time.
I appreciate that. Thank you. For real, for real.
Think of some other questions.
Right.
We can have it somewhere. I'll just have like my homies behind me. We can do it somewhere.
Fuck
like
the
that.
World, don't trust the world, Bill.
Like
these people ain't loyal. I say go get my gun, cause they ain't good enough for you. Never be gullible. Take life for what it is. It's hard to let go. Just yesterday you was a kid. You 4 years old. I'm talking to you like you 30. My raps always been ahead of these niggas. That's why they worry. I'm worried about you. I fear the day I can't protect you. If so, go get my gun, the 38, because you special. Life revolve around you. You a goddess like your mama. I don't care if you was wrong. They violate you. We got problems. Go get my gun. Protect my sons. Protect your brothers. Love one another.
See what I was just telling you? That's why I said protect your brothers. You know what I'm saying? You know, God ain't gonna put me in no position and put nothing in front of me that I can't handle. But I don't know, he chose that obstacle for me and I gotta handle it. You know?
I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you too.